Tarea 2.
Hi everyone! Today we're going to talk about the 19th century Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh. He was born March 30, 1853 in the Netherlands, the oldest surviving child of his parents. Vincent was named for his grandfather and a brother who was stillborn exactly a year before his birth. He would later have two more brothers and three sisters. His brother Theo, only 4 years younger, was one of his closest friends throughout his life. Van Gogh was interested in art from his childhood, and as a young man he became an art dealer. He soon became frustrated and resentful, however, and was fired, after which he struggled to find a vocation. He tried being a teacher, worked in a bookshop, attempted to become a pastor, and spent time as a missionary. In 1880, at the age of 27, Van Gogh attended art school, after his brother Theo suggested that he try his hand at it. As Van Gogh became serious about his drawing and painting, he continued to struggle in relationships with friends, family, and artists he worked with. He fell in love with his widowed cousin and proposed, but was forcefully rejected. He fought with his father. He began working with his second cousin, a successful artist, but they soon had a falling out and the cousin stopped replying to Van Gogh's letters. It was Theo who lent Vincent the money to buy his first oil paints, which sparked a new period of productivity. Van Gogh began to produce hundreds of paintings, mostly dark and serious. By 1885, he began to attract interest from art dealers, but his work was so unlike the bright paintings of other Impressionists that it did not sell. He then moved to Belgium to continue his study of art, enrolling in the Academy of Fine Arts there and spending time in museums. Due to both his unconventional painting style and his temper, Van Gogh fought with the teachers at the academy and soon moved to Paris to stay with Theo. He stayed there for less than a year, however, as Theo found living with Van Gogh almost unbearable. But by 1887, Vincent moved out and the brothers were at peace again. Paris is where Vincent Van Gogh began to add color to his paintings, experimenting with Japanese-style paintings and pointillism. But he did not stay there long. In 1888, feeling worn out and sick, he moved to Arles in the south of France. This is where many of his most famous paintings were made. Hi, everyone. Today we're going to talk about the 19th century Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh. He was born March 30, 1853, in the Netherlands, the oldest surviving child of his parents. Vincent was named for his grandfather and a brother who was stillborn exactly a year before his birth. He would later have two more brothers and three sisters. His brother Theo, only 4 years younger, was one of his closest friends throughout his life. Van Gogh was interested in art from his childhood, and as a young man he became an art dealer. He soon became frustrated and resentful, however, and was fired, after which he struggled to find a vocation. He tried being a teacher, worked in a bookshop, attempted to become a pastor, and spent time as a missionary. In 1880, at the age of 27, Van Gogh attended art school, after his brother Theo suggested that he try his hand at it. As Van Gogh became serious about his drawing and painting, he continued to struggle in relationships with friends, family, and artists he worked with. He fell in love with his widowed cousin and proposed, but was forcefully rejected. He fought with his father. He began working with his second cousin, a successful artist, but they soon had a falling out and the cousin stopped replying to Van Gogh's letters. It was Theo who lent Vincent the money to buy his first oil paints, which sparked a new period of productivity. Van Gogh began to produce hundreds of paintings, mostly dark and serious. By 1885, he began to attract interest from art dealers, but his work was so unlike the bright paintings of other Impressionists that it did not sell. He then moved to Belgium to continue his study of art, enrolling in the Academy of Fine Arts there and spending time in museums. Due to both his unconventional painting style and his temper, Van Gogh fought with the teachers at the academy and soon moved to Paris to stay with Theo. He stayed there for less than a year, however, as Theo found living with Van Gogh almost unbearable. But by 1887, Vincent moved out and the brothers were at peace again. Paris is where Vincent Van Gogh began to add color to his paintings, experimenting with Japanese-style paintings and pointillism. But he did not stay there long. In 1888, feeling worn out and sick, he moved to Arles in the south of France. This is where many of his most famous paintings were made.